We are truly free when we join our will to the holy will of God. who will then allow us to develop according to all our capacities. However, things are not as straightforward as they may seem. In today's gospel, our Lord warns us about false prophets, who he describes as ravenous wolves. They are those who wear the clothing of sheep, but inside them, they are wolves. They appear on the outside to have all the attributes of sanctity and holiness, but on the inside, they do not wish to build up the church, but to tear it down and destroy it. We can otherwise call them Christians in name only. Our Lord tells us that we can know them by their fruits and by the work that they produce. The decisive factor is not that they have been washed in the waters of baptism, or that they have been anointed with holy oil, or that they have promised to renounce Satan and his works. What is decisive will be the works that bear witness to the interior character of the whole man. Neither our words, nor religious exercises, nor the mere attendance at church services, nor membership in Christian organizations decisive. Not everyone that said to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of Christ in our souls cannot be built up by pious words only, but with convictions and works, which are far more important. Changing from the old man of the flesh to the new man of grace demands a daily and continual sacrifice of each one of us. Sacrificing means offering oneself, one's will, one's inclinations to the will of the Father who is in heaven. It means forsaking everything that is not compatible with God's holy will, such as sin, proximate occasions of sin, evil inclinations, evil intentions, improper words, sinful relations, and bad company of any kind. Sacrificing means becoming one with Christ in one's thinking and judging, striving and willing, talking and acting. It means entering into Christ's spirit, making good the promises of our baptism. It means living for God and His holy commandments in our occupations and our everyday life, yielding the good fruits of a good tree. Let us turn to our Lady and St. Joseph, asking their help to live out to our baptismal promises, to make sacrifices daily in our duties of state, and grow in confidence in our Lord's holy will for us. O Mary, help of Christians, pray for us. St. Joseph, protector of the Holy Church, pray for us. In the name of the Father and the Son.